Hey, we are here at the World Council Credit Union Conference, and Mr. Terrence Roach from Cornerstone Advisors is here. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
What's the show buzz you're hearing in the hallways here?
Well, I'd say the first thing is it's really kind of impressive how committed everybody is to the mission of the credit union industry. Even in the international credit unions, even I think more enthusiastic than the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I think the mission has been confirmed, but everybody's recognizing the method of delivery is going through a 20-year change that's just completely fundamental, and we're probably about halfway through it. So I've heard a lot of talk about just delivery changing, value proposition changing, but not mission changing.
Okay.
So
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about your presentation. You presented today the role of the branch in a digital world. This is a somewhat controversial thing because we've all heard reports that the branch is dead and digital is taking over. What is your take on all that? And give us a quick summary on your presentation.
Well, it's interesting. If you look at the number of branches, at least in the U.S., that have been opened by credit unions, there are more.
Exactly.
The total square footage hasn't grown at the same proportion as branches.
Yeah.
They're smaller, they're redesigned.
Right.
I think what the speech really tried to focus on is branches aren't going away by any means, but in a world where you can have a millennial who lives on their mobile device, a baby boomer like me that kind of lives on my mobile device and goes into the branch once in a while, what is the branch role in maintaining that relationship, sales to that person, and just building the depth of financial services with that person? And there's been a lot of focus on branch design of late. There's a lot of branch of the future. There's been a lot of focus on ITMs, just interactive teller machines.
Yeah.
Although the last number I heard is there's only been about 4,000 sold in the U.S. yet. But what we just tried to focus on is, yes, that's happening, but you've also got people involved in the equation. What is the branch employee of the future going to look like? What's their technology they use going to look like? And how are sales and relationships going to be managed cross-channel? The point being that branches can't be peripheral to that. They have to be in the middle of it.
Right. How do you view that from a global perspective? Because the branches they're not cheap to build, and a lot of the credit unions here and in the U.S. as well have pretty thin margins. I mean, how do you present that to credit unions in Africa, credit unions in Asia, and parts of Europe? How do you present that?
Well, interestingly, they don't have the same infrastructure cost as we do because in a lot of cases their branches are much smaller. They're storefronts. They're in retail establishments. I almost thought about M-Pesa and the way that in Africa you can reload your M-Pesa card as being an example. Every store has M-Pesa, every retail outlet can sell you M-Pesa. I think the challenge of branch costs isn't the same, but the challenge of getting your employees in multiple channels from that branch location is the same.
Okay.
Because if anything, probably in Africa and Europe, people are farther along on mobile phone usage for banking
That's
services
what I've heard.
Than we
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are a couple of takeaways that attendees have taken from your presentation? Because it sounds like, again, it's very timely, obviously, very somewhat controversial, compelling for sure.
Well, hopefully their takeaway was that was a waste of an hour. What the takeaway tried to be was you need to look at people and systems along with branch design and infrastructure. But the other takeaway is this is about a change in spend. This is about a redirect of where you're investing your money. Mm-hmm. And over time, in the U.S., our numbers show that still probably 70-75% of all costs for delivery are related to branches, which makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That number has to change. So I think one of the takeaways was it's about the money. It's about how you very systemically and with some discipline move some amount of money you're investing in branch infrastructure, free it up, and move it to investments in those other channels, and come up with technology that keeps your branch employees in the middle of all those channels.
Okay, gotcha. What are your, switching gears a little bit here, you've been here for the past couple of days and stuff, what are your goals for the show? What do you want to accomplish here? What do you want to take back that you can help credit unions in the States with?
Understand where they think their competitive advantage lies. Okay. You know, you almost have this, on the one hand, you have big banks that in the U.S. and I think internationally are grabbing market share, are acquiring. On the other end, you have innovators who are creating niches, lenders, online banks, the move-ins, payments disruptors who are taking away fee income. And in the middle of that, you have credit unions. And what Steve and I like to think of credit unions as is troublemakers in the middle of big banks and innovators. But what I've been trying to understand is specifically what do they think their competitive advantage is right now? And you know, it's interesting. I walked away more impressed with the advocacy angle, the consumer education angle, and the community angle. And what they're beginning to realize is communities are a lot of different things. They're physical communities, they're geographic communities, they're also online communities. And interestingly, if you go back, SEGs are communities way back to the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think what I took away is they need to figure out how to maximize that advantage. But my takeaway is advocacy and community really are good, strong cornerstones. Free advertising of their strategy. And so that my takeaway is that they're really thinking about this, and that's a great thing.
I like that. I like that. All right, final question for you, sir. Here, what's your favorite thing about Ireland?
I would have to say it's a tie between all the cousins I spent the weekend with in Dublin who don't go to bed early, and some really hard, fun golf courses.
Awesome.
Great message to end on. Terrence, always an adventure, always a pleasure.
Nice to see you. Well done.